Briefly, at the towards the end of Vayera, where we have the Makkah of Barad, the hail Makkah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to warn everybody. How you raise the Vayera Hashem Avdei Paro. Those that fear the word of Hashem from the servants of Paro, Haynis Avadaves Mekne Alabatim, they would gather all their cattle and bring them into the house. Vasher Lo Sam Libo El Dvar Hashem. But those that did not put their heart towards the words of Hashem, Vayazoves Avadim Mekneu Basada, and they left their animals and they left their slaves in the field. So Yosef Chaim Zonneveld asks the obvious question over here. You have two psukim; they are contrasting each other. One is called a Yareis Dvar Hashem, the one who fears the words of Hashem. What's the opposite of the one who fears the words of Hashem? The one who doesn't fear the word of Hashem. But that's not what it says. It says the one who fears Hashem, and the one who's Lo Sam Libo El Dvar Hashem, does not put his heart towards the words of Hashem. Says Yosef Chaim Zonneveld, it's not only referring to the Egyptians, what it actually refers to is anybody else. Notice the first pasuk says, the one who is Yarei Dvar Hashem Me Avdei Paro, from the servants of Paro. The second one just says, Vasher So Lo Sam Libo El Dvar Hashem. Doesn't mention of the Avdei Paro. He says this is a common thing, that the opposite of Yarei Dvar Hashem, the one who fears Hashem, is a person who just doesn't think about it. The person who could be doing all the mitzvot, but doesn't actually think about and bring it to his heart. And therefore, he says, unfortunately, you have many people that are very religious and do a lot of mitzvot, but the fact is, they're not putting it to their heart. Lo sum libo al Dvar Hashem. And therefore, those are the ones that are considered the opposite of a Yarei Hashem. Therefore, for us to fear Hashem, it means we actually have to think about what we're actually doing and consider Hashem. The idea of Yira means to fear, but it really means to see Hashem, that you see Hashem before you at all times.